Up next, Grinding for Days, a brand new show where we discuss gaming, movies, music, pop culture, and more. And now, your hosts, Kieran and Kyle.
Hello, welcome to episode 10 of Grinding for Days. I'm Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
And happy holidays to everybody. It's Christmas time.
Yes.
We're going to be putting this one up early. It's now December 22nd. Hopefully we'll have it up by tomorrow.
Yes. Hope so.
With a little post-production. So what are our...
Sorry, we took a few weeks off because it was freezing here.
Yes, the city of Calgary was enveloped in a deep freeze. It was like Mr. Freeze took over.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So Kyle, minus being the milksop that he is, couldn't come. I don't blame him, though, because it was fucking cold.
I take transit home from here. So.
And waiting for a bus, and it was minus 35 Celsius.
Yeah, it was harsh. And I don't know if I've told you that. I had hypothermia when I was a kid.
Did you?
Hypothermia, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
And, like, lost consciousness and, had to be revived by paramedics and...
Wow, did they put you in a Bacta tank?
I couldn't talk, I remember. The last thing I remember was trying to tell somebody, say, help me or something to somebody. I was like, help me. Yeah, shutting down, man. Function was shutting down, so my functions were shutting down.
I remember when I first moved here, it was 40 below the day I moved here.
Holy shit.
February of 2005.
That's a nice welcome.
I got off the plane and I walked out of the airport and I was like, what the hell did I get myself into?
So it doesn't get...
But I thought the whole winter was going to be like that.
In Windsor, though?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I think Winnipeg is like that all winter.
I think Winnipeg's even worse, yeah.
Yeah. But I know, I think it's like minus 40.
But I mean, now it's pretty nice, right? It's pretty mild.
It's bearable. It's the Chinook winds
we get. Yeah. So
it's a nice part of living.
Winters in Calgary overall, we only get a total of maybe 3-4 weeks of like the really harsh weather.
Yeah. In the winter. No, it's bearable.
So, anyways, what are we talking about? We got Super Mario Run, Friday the 13th beta, Suda 51's Let It Die, new Battlefield content, and much more. So let's get into it.
Definitely.
So we'll talk briefly about Super Mario Run. Kyle brought that. Actually, a lot of people are talking about that. Not just you, but Kyle brought it to my attention. He wanted to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a historic...
Because we love Mario.
Oh, yeah. I love Mario. I've been playing, since Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I've been a Mario fan, although he was called Jumpman back then.
Jumpman.
Yeah, they called him Jumpman.
And, that was in the actual Donkey Kong game.
Yeah, I don't think he became Mario until, like, Donkey Kong Jr., and he was the villain in that game.
He was the villain. Yeah, he was. Yeah, I played that. I think that's the one, actually, that my dentist had.
He had a Donkey Kong Jr. machine?
He built his own arcade machines.
Hmm.
With games in them. And they had, like, glass on the top. And then the controls were on top
of that. Could play while you were getting your...
No, nothing like that.
Oh, it was just, like, in the waiting room?
Yeah, in the waiting room. But it made.
I have to go to the dentist tomorrow, and I'm going to be watching Kelly Ripa.
Yeah, they all have TVs now.
They all have the TVs above the chair, and I'm always watching like The View or some shit.
Yeah,
it's the only time I watch daytime TV is when I go to the dentist. Or Michael and Kelly. It used to be Regis and Kathy Lee, but now it's Michael and Kelly.
What is Regis still kicking or what?
Yeah, Regis is still around. Yeah. My buddy met him years ago.
Was he a fucking dick?
No, he was really nice. Oh. When we opened our casino back in 98, because when they first, the casino opened in 94 in Windsor, and then...
Wasn't Regis around when, like, the Rat Pack was going?
I think he was. I think he was a singer.
Yeah, he was, like, an old-time showbiz guy. So, that's kind of cool. But
he came and opened our new casino, because they had a temporary casino, and then they built the big one to open in 98.
Featuring Regis Philbin.
And they had Regis Philbin. They had Robin Leach there, I remember. He was like, I'm Robin Leach, and welcome to the casino. It's so glamorous. He used to do a show called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Oh, okay.
I'm Robin Leach, and here we are inside whoever, was it. We're at Lee Major's mansion. This is in the 80s. But anyways...
They have a version of that these days, don't they?
I think so. I don't watch shit like that.
Checking out people's cribs.
Well, they got cribs and they got the Kardashians and all that rapid crap.
I used to watch a bit of Cribs.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
I've never watched it.
Some of it was interesting.
I think I've seen it at other people's houses, though. Like,
there was a really funny one where they went to this rapper's house, and it was straight up. He still lived in the ghetto in a tiny house with 10 people in it. Really nice cars. I guess they call that hood rich. Like, he had nice ass rims, like a really nice vehicle, and everybody. And then, but there were so many people crammed in. They had like bunk beds. Yeah, I don't know. I
think he could afford a better house.
Totally, yeah.
Was it somebody like famous?
Yeah, pretty famous. Or I don't think he you know.
Well, he must be pretty famous if he's on Cribs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it was pretty funny that they just, that he didn't, you know, rent a mansion or anything like that. Because that'd be stupid.
Rent a mansion. MC Hammer blew all his money on a big mansion and he had a bowling alley.
Apparently he's a serious guy. Like, he, if you diss him and insult him, he'll get like fucking all kinds of,
he'll put on his parachute pants. And
no, like, he's a serious guy. Like, I watched that DJ Vlad show on YouTube. It's like a hip-hop interviews
kinda. Okay,
it's like a podcast, but you know, they do video,
but they have hip-hop related guests.
Yeah, usually they do. But he's, I don't exactly know who he is. He's a DJ from back in the day.
I've heard of DJ Vlad.
Yeah, he's a really ugly ass white guy.
Does he wear a tracksuit?
And I squat? Hope so. No, I think he's disconnected from his Gothnic heritage.
Oh, okay.
But he has some pretty cool guests. He has Lord Jamar a lot from Brand Nubian.
Oh, yeah. I like Brand Nubian.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a really interesting guest. He's a pretty intelligent guy. He's got some extreme views and stuff. You know, like, he's very political. Brand Nubian was political, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like Public Enemy and stuff.
Yeah, kind of. They were from the same kind of time period, I think.
Yeah. But what was my point? It was a guest DJ Vlad had on there.
We were talking about Super Mario Run.
You and know
we,
what?
And we got on the subject of hip-hop.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
It doesn't matter. Now we're talking about other podcasts.
Yeah.
Other,
we should just like play clips from other podcasts and upload.
We
that.
Won't even talk.
Yeah.
We'll just have DJ Vlad talk.
DJ Vlad.
He always asks.
I'll throw in some Tell Him Steve Dave just
cause. No, but okay. I remember what I was talking about. He had a guest. I think it was Redman. You know, Redman, Method Man.
Mm-hmm.
He was like with EPMD and stuff back in the day. They're coming here pretty soon.
Oh, nice.
Man, Redman. We can get some free tickets, hopefully. But Redman was on there and he said he insulted MC Hammer. And at his Oakland show, he had like, I don't know, 80 fucking crazy motherfuckers show up to the show and threaten them and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, like,
don't fuck with Hammer.
He sends his goons after you, man.
Don't mess with the Hammer.
Yeah, so any of you out there, don't insult MC Hammer if you're...
So take it all out on Vanilla Ice.
Publicly visible, yeah.
That's the advice from Grinding for Days.
It's nice and safe.
Yeah.
He won't hang you off the balcony or anything. You know? But back to Super Mario Run.
Well, this is a bit of a historic game, right? Because it's the first Nintendo game that is released for iPhone and
is it,
Android.
Though?
I believe so.
Okay.
I was listening to some other podcasts and they were talking about that and they were saying like,
it's funny, like some other statements we've made on past shows, when it turns out to be correct what we've said, I'm like, yes, I wasn't talking out my ass.
Well, anything we say, we should start putting a disclaimer at the beginning of this podcast.
We don't know.
Like,
yeah,
these
no.
two guys are full of shit and they don't do proper research.
No, not really. Yeah. I'm just, you know.
So, yeah, if we're full of shit, please feel free to call us on it. You know, we got our Twitter, at Grinding for Days. You can email us, grindingfordayspodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
And we have a Facebook page.
Mail.
Yep. Send anything.
Just download
I
it,
should
man.
Be, yeah.
Pot-o-matic,
nobody's
baby.
Listening. That's okay. We're going to keep doing it. Eventually, people will start
we
listening.
We don't give a shit. It'll be up.
We're desperate.
We're desperate for listeners.
So, yeah, Super
Lend
Mario
us your ears.
Lend us your ears.
You decadent.
We're only an hour, too, you know? We,
yeah.
We keep it down to
some
an hour.
3 hours, you said.
Some, yeah.
The decadent ones are.
I got the Tell 'em Steve Dave Christmas podcast. It was 4 hours long.
Holy shit.
And
did
I actually,
listen to all that? What'd you do while you listened to it?
All kinds of stuff. Yeah, no, it took me I didn't listen to it all in one sitting. I was exercising and running errands and stuff.
That's what I do when I listen to podcasts.
And it took me a couple of days to
I'm
get
new
through
to podcasts.
Like, you've been listening to them for years, but
I've been listening quite a while. I got my recently. Podcast that I like, including this one. I subscribe to this one on iTunes, and you can subscribe to on Google Play. But that's enough self-promotion.
Find us on Facebook.
I said Facebook already.
We're the only Grinding for Days there, so it won't be hard.
Yeah.
But, we watched a little gameplay of Super Mario Run. Neither of us have downloaded it. Do you have an iPhone?
I do, yeah.
Okay, because I don't know if it's on Android. So I don't know if I can even play it.
It reminds me of some of the other games that I've played in the past. There was one I got quite hooked on called Jetpack Joyride.
Okay.
And you had this little guy, and he stole a jetpack, and he just kept going to the right, and you would have to get as far as possible. Yeah.
Yes. That sounds like that fucking Flappy Bird
thing, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just like, it looks a bit different than that, because you're not trying to stay elevated.
Well, it's Mario, and he's running, and all you can do is jump.
In one direction, all you can do is jump, but it looks like you can jump off walls.
Yeah, he was pulling off some kind of cool moves.
Acrobatic stuff, that Mario.
But I think at the end of the day, I think
he's
I
got
would
great
rather,
thighs.
He's got great thighs, that Mario. And a great ass.
He can jump off any surface he sees.
And Nintendo's got their head all the way up it.
Did you see that Shigeru Miyamoto was on some late night talk show? Playing some theme.
No.
His guitar, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I like Miyamoto. He's like a god
he's
in
cool.
Japan.
Yeah.
Him and Hideo Kojima.
Oh, yeah.
He's and been all. I'm sure. I think he's
we'll
got.
Talk about that next show.
Yeah, I think he's got something. Yeah, I haven't heard much about that.
He's
Stranding.
Tight with actors and directors.
Is that what PT
like Guillermo
turned
del
into?
Toro, Mads Mikkelsen,
Daryl Dixon. What's his name? Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus. Yeah,
Daryl Dixon.
Like he's got Hollywood connections, man.
Yeah.
Kojima.
Yeah, good for him.
And Mads Mikkelsen like said something about him. Forget what.
Who's Mads Mikkelsen?
He was in Valhalla Rising.
Was he in? I think he was in Star Wars, the new Star Wars.
Yeah.
Which we're going to talk about a
he's
little later.
He's kind of a villainous looking Scandinavian man. I think he's Danish.
I'm pretty sure he was in
he's very
Rogue One.
Unique looking.
He was the guy who.
He's a high profile guy.
He was the guy who designed the Death Star, I believe.
Yes.
But anyways, we'll get to Rogue One later, because I've seen it and Kyle has not.
No, I'm about to see it.
So, Super Mario Run, it's a free app.
Graphics look good.
It does. It looks like new Super Mario Brothers that came out on the Wii and the,
the
3DS.
Wii. Yeah.
And I think I would rather just play regular Super
I'll
Mario
I'll try Brothers. It. I read it
But
as,
for a free download.
Yeah. It depends on the file size. I'll probably...
I try not to put too many games on my phone because I only have 16 gigs and it gets full up pretty quick.
Yeah, I have 12. This girl I work with, she has 60 on her iPhone.
Wow, that's pretty good.
She said, oh, how many do you have? I looked. Oh, I've got 12. I thought I had a lot.
I just deleted all my pictures and stuff. I backed them up, obviously, but I had like almost 3 gigs worth of pictures.
Pictures taken.
From the last 6 years. Like, because they go all the way back to every iPhone I've owned.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, I've only owned two. I got an iPhone 5 and my first was a 3 and all the pictures I had just kept accumulating
memories.
And they got up to like,
don't delete your memories.
Well, I backed them up on my computer, but I deleted them off my phone. Mm-hmm. So I still have the pictures. I still got my picture of me and Bill Burr. That's my most important one.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And
Bill
he's one of my favorite podcasters too.
Yeah. He's very interesting. To listen to for sure.
All right,
he's
on
an
to
engaging
the,
man.
He is. He's fun. I've seen him live twice, and he's great. And I love his show F is for Family.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that, but there's only one season. Season two's in the works right now. It's on Netflix. It's a really good show about a family in the early 70s, and it's supposed to reflect like Bill's own childhood, I guess.
Okay.
Because one of the kids is named Bill, and he's a redhead little freckled cunt. But enough about plugging other podcasts. Super Mario Run, I think I'm going to give it a download and probably won't hold on to it too long.
No, I'll probably end up deleting because I don't think I'm going to pay for extra levels. It's got 3 levels that you're done in 10 minutes, apparently. And then
you got to pay for more, I'll just stick with... I got.
That's a main complaint.
I got like every Super Mario. I got the NES ones. I got the 3DS ones. I got enough Mario.
I got Mario up the
ass. I got Mario up the ass.
And I'm not looking for any more. Okay.
So on to the next topic. I got the opportunity last night to play Friday the 13th, the beta.
That's very cool.
It's been in the works for a while, and it came out that this month there's a beta test. So I said, what the fuck? And I pre-ordered it. So I played a little bit last night and a little bit more this morning. And you saw a little bit of gameplay footage.
We tried to get into a game, but it's quite
wonky. Yeah, the servers were kind of wonky. I'll say this. I see a lot of promise for this game. It's a cool concept.
There's a lot of potential.
So basically, there's 8 players in the game. One player plays as Jason, and the rest of the players play as people trying to get away from Jason.
Yeah.
And Jason's job is to murder everybody, and the people's job is to get away.
What I asked you, though, is... are you supposed to work together or stay apart?
I think you can.
What is ideal? Though?
I'm not sure because I've only played a little bit.
Enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, like, wouldn't gathering together as a huge group make you a easier target for the person playing?
But you can also gang up on them.
Yeah, true.
Because you can find, like, weapons and stuff.
Yeah,
like if Jason picks somebody up by the neck, somebody else can hit him with a bat and he'll drop him.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay.
So...
I kind of assumed for some reason when you first told me about it, I thought once Jason gets a hold of you, you're dead.
No, there is ways to escape.
Yeah.
And
that you person can hit stepped in their own bear trap we were watching.
Yeah, we were watching somebody live streaming it. But the game is pretty buggy right now.
The graphics it's still aren't in beta. Great either.
The graphics aren't great, but I think there's...
looks like PS3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of State of Decay, I was telling you earlier.
What is that?
That was like a zombie game that came out on, I think it's on the PS3 and the Xbox 360 and the PC. I had the PC version, obviously.
Hmm.
And it was like a zombie game. It was good. It was probably better than Dead Rising. Like, yeah. You would have to go around to different places and rescue survivors. And then each survivor would have like a set of skills. And you could switch which one you played as. So like, you'd have to send a couple people out to find supplies or whatever. And you'd pick who.
Yeah.
And then, like, they would go in the little weapons cabinet and grab a weapon and go out and look for, like, food and medicine and all that kind of stuff because people would get sick and you'd have to, like, find medicine
I'm
for them.
I'm sick with dysentery. Get me some medicine.
Here's some aspirin. That'll fix your dysentery. I like how video games oversimplify things. Like, in Battlefield 1, you know, your gunshot wound can be healed by standing next to a medical crate.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's video game.
Injected with a... I'm guessing that's some kind of morphine, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, after the guy's just been set on fire and incinerated with a flamethrower.
Yeah,
you give him a shot.
He's intact.
Yeah. Give him a shot, he's back up.
Just one
ready
shot.
To fight.
And they added that cooldown. We'll talk about that in a bit.
But yeah, we're going to get to Battlefield 1. So Friday the 13th. I haven't seen anything like this. This kind of reminds me of a game I used to play around the turn
Clock
of the
tower?
Century. Clock Tower. I'll clock your tower.
Fuck that.
I've never played Clock Tower, but it's apparently a classic.
Yeah, people play it at...
That's the guy with the giant scissors, right?
Yeah.
Chasing after you?
Yeah. And there's some music plays when he...
But no, it reminds me of...
It was awkward, right? Like, moving your character was awkward.
Yeah,
like
the controls look kind of... Isn't there a new Clock Tower on the...
Scary.
Well, not new now, but wasn't there another one on, like, the PlayStation later on?
I'm not sure. Like, PS1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one.
I think there was.
That's the one I'm talking about. Was there?
Well, the original was on like Super Nintendo, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's before my time. It's actually not. I assume.
No, you were alive when SNES was around.
I was in the heyday, man. I used to rent SNES games all the time.
I'm thinking the SNES is going to get the
The classic.
Yeah, I think there's going to be one of those next year.
Those are just selling.
Oh, they're selling like hotcakes, eh? We talked about that already, and it's all over the gaming news. Like, oh my God.
It's hard to get them.
Yeah, I'll get one eventually, but I got access to all the retro games through emulators and whatnot, so I'm not one of these hardcore guys.
I thought Nintendo got rid of a lot of these.
Yeah, good luck with that, Nintendo. Yeah. Oh, was that?
That was...
No, they're never gonna. I mean, Nintendo does really guard their properties. Like, you can still go on a Wii U, right, and buy like NES games for like $6. Because I know they sell them on the 3DS store, and they sold them on the Wii.
Yeah, they do.
You go buy like Metroid or something.
Mm-hmm.
But emulation is okay. And I know there's a lot of like purists out there that have to play on like a real NES.
Okay.
They got those cartridges that you can fit like a whole bunch of games on, and then you put it in like an actual Nintendo, and you can pick which game you're playing. I saw something interesting too. I'm going to go totally off topic here, but we're used to that around here. I saw a guy on a YouTube channel, Metal Jesus Rocks. He's a retro gaming kind of guy. This guy was a guest on his channel, and he has just recorded an album of like him playing retro video game music.
Yeah.
But he's releasing the game on NES cartridges.
I posted it on our
Grinding for Days Facebook account. The guy's album is, you have to buy it. It's on an NES cartridge, and you can play it through an NES. Wow. And that's the only way you can listen to it.
Jeez.
It's kind of cool.
That is cool. That guy's like an ultra...
That guy's a big fanboy.
He's a Nintendo fanboy.
Where were we? Friday the 13th. Are we rushing through these topics? What are we in, 20 minutes now?
Yeah. We ain't rushing.
No, we're not. I think it's going to be a good game. I've been trying to say, well, you kept cutting me off, you son of a bitch. It reminds me of, there was a game called Aliens vs. Predator.
Yeah.
99, I think it came out.
I think I played that.
And they had an online component, and there was a game you could play called Predator Tag, where one person was the Predator, and everyone else was like a Marine, and the Predator would go around killing everybody. He had all his turn invisible and Predator gadgets and whatever. And whoever killed the Predator got to become the Predator. Okay. And it was kind of like that. Star Wars Battlefront has a variation called Hero Hunt, too, where like one player can pick a hero or a villain and play as them. And then everyone else is like a generic soldier trying to take them down. So it's kind of an interesting concept. I've always liked where one person is playing a super powerful character against all the other characters. So that's basically what Friday the 13th is.
Yeah.
One person is Jason and everybody else is trying to get away from Jason.
You say.
Kane Hodder did the motion capture.
Yeah.
Who, he played Jason in three of the movies. Mm-hmm. I think 6, 7, and 8, if I'm not mistaken. And he's also played
He a big guy?
He is a big guy, yeah.
Yeah.
He's known for playing like horror monsters. I think he played what's his name? Victor Crowley in the Hatchet trilogy.
Okay.
Which are a great set of horror movies if you haven't seen them. Adam Green of Holliston. I'll lent you my Holliston DVDs.
Yeah.
He also has a great podcast with Joe Lynch called The Movie Crypt. They do a great horror movie podcast.
Who doesn't have a goddamn
podcast? Us fucking schmucks have a podcast.
That just shows anybody can do it.
So yeah, Friday the 13th, I think there's great promise in this game.
Yeah. No, I look cool.
There's different Jasons you can unlock as you level up. There's different counselors with different abilities you can level up and unlock. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it being finished because right now it's pretty buggy.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty fun.
That weird film grain thing that comes on.
Oh, yeah. They got like the VHS tracking effects.
Yeah. Yeah. Where, it seemed like a bit too much, though. Like,
I'm not sure what triggers it. Much? Yeah, I'm not sure what triggers it.
You know, like it should be slight, I think, would look better.
It's not the first game to do that. Put like the Manhunt. Remember Manhunt?
Yeah, it had that too.
Right? Yeah, that was a sick ass game.
Yeah.
I'd like to play that again. That was the game that made me buy a PS2. Yeah. That was the game that made me buy the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
And
my friend bought that game. I think it came out near Christmas, too. It came out.
I bought my PS2 in January.
No, but, that game came out right before Christmas. And I remember
we were playing it. Yeah.
And I had a friend, and he had a really religious relative. And they walked in the room while we were playing, and he was bagging somebody's head or impaling their head, you know, shoving a broken bottle through their eye or whatever. And she was so offended.
Oh,
she
people get mad, mortified.
Mad. She went, "That's a nice game to be playing on Christmas."
It stormed
out of the room.
Well, anybody who gets offended by anything like that is a milksop.
She was some hippie from Vancouver Island that was super into Jesus.
Like, I don't get those people. Yeah. Oh, you're watching that horror movie. Oh, you're bad.
You're not respecting Yuletide.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them.
The Invisible Man in the Sky is pissed off because I'm watching Ash vs.
Like
Evil
Miami
Dead.
Either.
No, probably not. Or Grand
that
Theft Auto.
That game is so cool.
I've never played.
Put that on our list.
I've never played Hotline Miami.
Dude, I love Hotline Miami.
Is it awesome?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to check it out. I think it's on Steam.
It's.
I know. I've seen.
You watched Let's Plays.
I've seen gameplay footage of it. Yeah.
No. Yeah. It came out on Steam originally.
Yeah. It looks like
it's been out for a long time. I'm late to the party, but.
But isn't there a second one too?
Yeah. Wrong number.
Is that out? Is that out already?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's been out for a few years. You're basically a guy called the Jacket or something. That's your character.
And you're like a hitman?
No, I think you're supposed to be just a regular guy, and you don't really know what's going on. It's very surreal, and very everything's washed with this strange, like, Miami pink and yellow filter.
Miami is a very pink town.
Yeah, it's all, like, pink, and it's, like, the screen flashes. Like, I like to play it late at night. It's a very, like, hallucinogenic, psychopathic... Like, nothing's quite like Hotline Miami.
I have to check it out. Let me just check my Steam here and see if...
The soundtrack is amazing. It's got that Carpenter Brute.
It's only $2 and change.
Yeah, it's cheap as fuck. It was $10 though on PS4. I don't know why it's so much more on...
Probably because it's been out for a while.
Oh, on Steam. And it just came out on PS4 or something?
Maybe. Oh, it's also on sale right now. Regular $10.99 right now. It's
paid...
You can get both of them for $5.49 on Steam right now.
After I finish, I think I'm on like level 8 or something. It's all like combos. Like you get scored at the end. I'll definitely play the second one when I'm done. No doubt. There goes your phone!
My phone. Alright, we're back after my phone call. We had to pause it there for a sec.
That was a good phone call.
We broke the fourth wall.
I got to listen to it.
I got to grab a beer.
That's right.
We're not supposed to show them the secrets.
No.
Of pausing the podcast, but we do that from time to time.
But, yeah.
So Hotline Miami, you recommend it. Because right now they're both on sale for $5.49 for both of them.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And it's Christmas. I need some games.
So you're the jacket, the guy, the main character, and he gets mysterious phone calls. The story's, it's one of those things where the story's really vague, you know what I mean?
But it's more about the action, I guess?
Yeah, the story's, it's very like, so you talk to this guy, and he shows you the controls, and he shows up every time you do a mission, you're like, you go to like a video store, or like a restaurant, and he's like, I have your movie, and then you pick it up, and you hear like, a gun reloading. So I think it's your ammo or your gun that you're actually picking up.
Okay.
He's like, go get that video.
He's cocking the hammer because it's time for action. Like,
and he doesn't really talk to you about killing anybody, but he says, oh, have you heard about those killings? Like, stuff's really getting bad. And you pick up, like, movie clips, but you're the guy killing the people. It's the Russian mob. So you run in and you get points for recklessness.
Are they wearing track suits?
They're wearing white suits.
Oh,
white, like, business
suits. They should be wearing tracksuits.
I know. Totally.
And squatting.
Yes, definitely.
All right. What's this?
There's weapons to unlock. Like, tons of weapons, dude. And they're all really cool. And there's masks. Like, okay, so they're different animal masks. The main character wears a different animal mask. No matter what you do, you have to pick one.
And does each one give you...
Yeah, they all do different things. And the stuff they do is really interesting. Like, one, dogs won't attack you. There's attack dogs.
Is it a dog mask?
Yes, actually. It's a fucking collie. It's a collie mask. And then there's one where doors are deadly. Like, when you burst into the room, doors hit guys and they'll fall down, right? And then you can finish them. There's a mask. Oh, the cat arrived.
Oh, there's Ripley the Wonder Cat.
The pacow. Pacow, pacow cat.
Come here, kitty.
I like when the cat materializes, which isn't often.
No, she usually hides.
He's a very solemn cat. But, yeah, like there's an owl one. There's a horse mask. That's the one where the doors are deadly. So you hit a guy with a door. Say there's four guys in a room. You're coming in. You hit the one with the door. He dies. You shoot the three. You get extra... That'd be a combo.
Oh, okay.
It'd be a 4x combo. And you'd get, like, points for recklessness and, like, you know what I mean? And guns... Everybody comes when there's guns. When you fire a gun, everybody runs towards you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can fire a gun in a room, and then there'll be, like, the doorway. And you can fire through doors with shotguns. The door will swing open... So you can hit a guy with a door by shooting a shotgun at it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an awesome game, dude.
I'll have to check it out. It's awesome.
The soundtrack will get you, like, you'll get out of your chair and start dancing. I'm not even fucking with you
here. Is it like 8-bit style music?
No, it's synthwave shit.
Oh, okay.
That's really popular right now. It's that Carpenter Brute is one of the groups. Perturbator?
I don't know. I'm old.
Okay, think John Carpenter. Think John Carpenter, like, synth in, like,
Well, he's a good
composer, yeah.
Yeah, it's stuff like that. It's all stuff like that. Synthwave is like China. Yes, exactly.
That's my favorite John Carpenter movie.
Yeah, I'll show you some later. I'll show you some Perturbator, and you can tell me what you think. It's pretty cool. Okay. I'm not huge into the genre of synthwave. I have some on my iPod.
But you're like me. You have a little bit of appreciation.
I like it. It's cool to walk all different genres. Yes, exactly. For sure.
I know way too many people that
like,
are stuck.
It's something you would drive to. I don't drive. You do. Like, you might enjoy this music for driving.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It's that kind of thing. You might go too fast, though, and crash.
Oh, that would suck.
Because it's very... You know, it's very action kind of sounding, you know, so.
So let's move on to the next topic. Let It Die. I do not know what this is.
You don't
is.
Know a damn thing.
I don't know a damn thing.
Okay. Well, Suda51.
Is that the company?
No, he's a game designer, producer, but he made that Killer 7 for PS2.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game.
The on-rail shooter or whatever. And he was involved in Beautiful Joe.
I never played. I did play Killer 7. I believe it was.
But
that
he makes
on
really
I
weird
think.
Shit. And he made Lollipop Chainsaw or whatever.
Oh, the one with the girl?
Yeah, I think it was a piece of
that
shit.
That played Old Mickey? Yes. I never played it, but it kind of looked okay. Like,
I don't know. He's so weird. Like, this game's free, okay, on PS4. It's free. And it's totally fucking weird. There's this guy. He's you meet him right away, and he's this Grim Reaper with a skateboard and a scythe, and he has a really strange personality, and he you basically are in like a game, I think, and you have to get to the top of this tower, and there's levels to this tower. The gameplay is like Dead Rising mixed with Dark Souls.
Okay.
But clunkier. It's kind of clunky.
But like on purpose?
Yeah,
I think Dark Souls is clunky on purpose.
No, Dark Souls is not clunky. I'm going to argue with you.
I think Dark Souls is clunky.
No, Dead Rising is.
Dead Rising is clunky.
Dark Souls is not. It has
the
best.
I have not bought Dead Rising 4. I think it's available on Windows.
It is, yeah. It's got to be. It's got to be. But it's a mix of those two games. Dark Souls is not clunky, by the way. He's insane.
I am insane.
He just sucks at it, so he decides to label it. It's clunky.
Yeah, I'm triggered by it. I need to go to my safe space.
There's no safe space in those games.
Oh, and Dark Souls? No, my safe space is I have to turn the console off, and then I have to go listen to some...
In 2, though, I think the more you play, as like I beat 2, but if enemies just keep killing you, eventually enemies disappear, I think.
Okay.
So I think it...
And I haven't played the third Dark Souls. So.
It's awesome, yeah. I'm gonna wait till the next downloadable stuff comes out, because my friend who plays it a lot, he says it's very short, so it's not really worth the money.
I'll probably, maybe I'll pick it up like next year when it's like Game of the Year edition for like, you know,
and I told
$30.
You, 3 is more, it's a lot more forgiving.
Yeah I've heard than 1 and 2. I've heard that from you and other sources.
It's still hard. But it's not ridiculous hard, you know what I mean?
I'm just going to check and see if that game is on Steam.
You like to check stuff.
I do. And it's not on Steam, so.
What? Are you shitting me?
I'm not shitting you.
How is
you,
that
son?
Not on Steam?
It's not.
Maybe it's only out for consoles.
And they got a big sale on for Christmas.
Mmm.
Castlevania, Lord of Shadow.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. All right.
Yeah. But anyway, Let It Die, there's not really anything like it. I played about 2 hours. Your cat has just been going on your lap for the last 10
minutes. Oh, yeah, this is how
minutes.
It goes.
Your cat
she paces
loves
back
you.
And forth on my lap.
Your cat loves you, man. That's a good thing. But yeah, I actually didn't mind it. But here's the thing. It's a free game. And there's these levels. So it's all destructible. You know how in Dead Rising everything breaks?
Mm-hmm.
So you're naked. That threw me off too. You start out, you're in your like boxers running around in this like evil dungeon.
And can you find like...
Yeah, you find pants, you find shirts, you find helmets.
And they give you like
and they break.
Abilities?
Yeah. No, they don't actually. But you level up and I think you get abilities. And you can make weapons. But you find weapons too, they all break. And you can switch to them, and you eat toads.
Well, in Dead Rising, you could find all the different outfits.
I can't even articulate to you, though, how weird, like, Suda 51's games are. Like, this is bizarre, dude. The enemies are weird. The dialogue is fucking very, very strange. It's kind of interesting in that way. Like, he's got his own style of craziness that he puts into his games.
Well, I am a little familiar with, like, Lollipop Chainsaw. Yeah. And I played a little bit of Killer 7. Mm-hmm.
Killer 7 when that came out. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
But well, I PS2. Think that might have been his first game.
PS2 was 15 years ago, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Doesn't that make you feel old? That makes me feel old.
A little bit, yeah.
A little definitely. Bit. Oh, you're still a young pup. You're a young pup.
I'm a pup! But, yeah, no, I heard it was free, and I was like, I don't download every free game, but I heard it was a full game.
If it's free, usually that means it's pay to win.
Yes, no, exactly. And I'll tell you the other part to it. So it's a permadeath game.
Oh, so
it's not a permadeath game. It's not you die and then you're done. You lose everything, all your experience, all your
and
weapons.
You have to start.
Yeah, over. From level one. And I think there's 20 levels to this tower.
Oh wow, that's challenging.
So it's like this like anime chick appears and goes, "You need to buy insurance," and the insurance
that costs real money.
Yeah, costs real money, and then that your character will live. So that's like the model they're going off, you know.
Well,
and there's big bosses.
I know
like,
people who
there's like
spent...
well rendered like big boss fights and like it's kind of cool.
I know people who've spent like
you know?
So much money
on
like,
shit games.
On, like,
yeah,
I,
totally.
I have one friend yeah. and I've mentioned this on the podcast, but I have one yeah. friend. He told me he spent $500 on that Simpsons game on the iPhone. That Simpsons Tapped Out, which I have played.
Okay, what is that like?
It's like
Never heard of that.
Yeah, but there's a Simpsons one, there's a Family Guy one. You basically have a little Springfield and you build like different buildings. You build like Moe's Tavern and you build
oh okay and, so it's a strategy
kinda yeah it's like a Sim City kind of thing.
Yeah,
and but you need donuts to make it go fast.
You
otherwise
spend his paychecks on donuts.
Yeah. And Jesus. and you
is
can
it
find
that fun.
No, because I played it for a while, but I refused to spend any money on it.
No. Yeah.
So I just
you
played
draw the line.
Yeah, like, I would rather spend, like, my $70 on a game like Battlefield or
yeah.
Overwatch is on sale right now, by the way.
Cool.
Let's just touch really briefly, because Overwatch right now is having its Christmas holiday event.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a bunch of skins, and all the levels have Christmas lights and snow on them. I love how they do that, and they bring in a new mini game for each.
I think Hitman's doing that. There's a Christmas level or something they just added.
Yeah. That's great. A lot of games. I remember like EverQuest.
Yeah,
I used to play EverQuest, and at Christmas time Santa would come.
Hmm.
And he'd start walking, and he would be like controlled by the computer. It wasn't like an actual person; it was just like an NPC.
Mm-hmm.
But Santa would show up and go around to all the players and give them a gift, like a weapon of some kind, or an armor, or you know, like a piece of armor or whatever.
Yeah,
and that was a really cool thing.
Here's a piece of armor.
Merry Christmas! And I think World of Warcraft puts up lights and stuff on their towns for Christmas time. It's been a long time since I played World of Warcraft, but I seem to remember.
How festive of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is cool.
You
and Blizzard Blizzard is great for, like, fan service, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Another little bit of Overwatch news. They just outed one of their characters as a lesbian.
Yep.
Which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard
Tracer.
That.
Tracer
yeah.
is now officially
so
a lesbian.
So how many lesbians are in the game?
They Two? Did hint at one person, and I guess
Isn't
the wrong
Sombra
one.
Sombra or whatever a lesbian dude?
I don't know. Sombra's new. Yeah. I haven't played
the
her
Russian...
yet.
Russian
Zarya. I thought Zarya was
something
was
to do
gay.
With Russia. They banned
yeah, Zarya.
Overwatch or something though.
Oh really?
Yeah,
well, there's
they
Russian
banned something. I think they banned the comic or something because it.
Maybe
or,
that's
or,
because
or
Tracer
kind of
cause Tracer
film?
Has a girlfriend.
Yeah, where
it's
they
a
show
comic that just got
they,
released.
They say it's gay propaganda.
And Russia's very anti-gay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
The that's way just, I see it is, if people are going to be in love with each other and happy, and they're adults, and they're both human, one's not a dog, or a bear, or well, I guess they could be a bear, like
yeah.
you know, like a gay bear. But you know, it,
I really don't care. I got friends of all the LGBTQ.
Yeah, but I'm not here to rant. It's just a cultural thing, though, so I don't.
I don't get the people who are like, those gay people, they offend me. You know?
Yeah.
So.
For sure.
Yeah. Anyways, I digress again. Battlefield, new map and modes.
Yes.
Get off your phone there, you hoser.
I was on Twitter. No, I wasn't. I don't do Twitter.
Were you on the Grinding for Days Twitter account?
Yeah, I was at Grinding for Days. Fucking Facebook, man. Come on. No, I actually wasn't. But, yeah, so the new map came out on the 20th.
And that's Giant Shadow. I have played that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not, you don't have to pay for it. It's free.
No, but I am seriously considering buying the season pass for myself for Christmas.
Yeah, the upcoming DLC is the French army one.
Yeah, and there's a Russian one.
I think there'll be guns involved in the French
army. Yeah, maybe even vehicles.
Did you hear they just put, I'm not sure if they put the mode in yet or if it's going to be put in, but it's, you can only use the standard issue rifles of each army. You know what I mean? You can only use the
because a lot guns. Of the weapons were
well.
Like
you can
prototypes.
Use everything.
Yeah,
it doesn't really
make sense. I don't think they had a lot of. I don't think they had a lot of fully automatic weapons in World War.
No, but
War
like
I.
Even how it is now, you can use any gun that's you purchase, whether the army or.
Oh,
used
so
it.
Like if you're playing as like the Brits, you can only play
yeah,
with the rifles
use,
that the Brits would
yes,
use. Okay,
exactly.
That's pretty cool. Actually.
I think that is cool.
Yeah, because
didn't they have that in like. You know, the original, like, Medal of Honor had that, didn't they?
Well, I have played most of the Battlefield games.
Well, each faction had different guns.
The only ones I never bought were, there was Battlefield 2042.
Yeah, yeah.
It came out, and it was like a futuristic kind of war.
I think I played that one for PS2.
And I never bought Battlefield Hardline, because I played the demo, and I just was not impressed.
Yeah.
But I played, like, Battlefield 42, 43. Was there a 43?
I don't know.
Or am I thinking of those old arcade games by Capcom 1942 and 1943?
Yeah, those confuse me too.
But I played Battlefield Bad Company 1 and 2, and I played Battlefield 3.
That's where the
3.
Environmental destruction
yeah.
came to play.
You
which
drop,
is one of the
yeah.
funnest parts
oh, yeah.
of 1.
Well, yeah, you can get that field gun buildings. And just start hammering the tower. Hey, there's a sniper. You see the little glint
yeah.
of the sniper
yeah,
scope?
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Oh, look, I'm on a field going boom. Yeah, the destruction is...
apparently that glint is only when they move.
No, I think it's when they look down their sights.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They don't have to like move side to side or anything?
Yeah, I think it's
care.
When they're looking down their
that
sights.
Would make
at,
more
yeah,
sense.
And you can see the glint off the sight.
Yeah. I'm glad they have that, though. It's a nice little
I think
touch.
Scout is my least played class.
Yeah, I've got Medic, Assault to 10. I love the...
I'm on 10 on support, and the rest I'm not.
What's the 10 gun for support?
It's one I'm not using.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm 10 medic, and I'm using...
That gun's not very good, the level 10.
I'm using,
well, it only
I'm
has
using
five shots.
Guns.
It is a good gun, but it's only
I'm,
got
I'm
five
changing,
bullets.
I'm using the bar a lot for support.
That's what I hear is the best gun for
yeah.
support.
Yeah, it hits really hard. Support. I'm using, I can't even remember, the Stepblaster or whatever for...
Yeah,
I
tried that Madsen
for medic.
Gun. I didn't like it that much. It's like
I'm not
small...
a very good shot, so I need something that fires a lot of bullets quickly so I can spray and... What is it? Spray and pray.
Spray and pray, baby. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not... I don't have excellent aim either, but I...
Like, you see these guys on YouTube. Yeah. I sent you... I
watch a lot of Battlefield highlights, too.
I've been watching that Tommy T guy, TommyT999 on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And he does kills of the week for a bunch of different games. He does like Battlefield. He does Battlefront. He does Rainbow Six Siege. He does Rocket League goals of the week, FIFA goals of the week.
Yeah.
And some of the plays these guys
that's
pull off.
That's a pretty popular game, eh? Rocket League?
Yeah, it's very popular. I've never played it.
No.
But there was a version of it on Overwatch for a while during the summer.
Oh, cool.
They had Lucio Ball, which was kind of like their version of Rocket League.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now they have the
What's the
May Snowball fight.
Okay.
For Christmas, and May
what
is this character.
Is
she's a Chinese girl, and
okay.
she has a freeze gun.
Yeah,
and she can shoot icicles at people, and she can freeze people solid.
That sounds cool.
So they have the May snowball fight, which is pretty fun.
So you toss snowballs at
each other. You have to throw snowballs at the competition, and you don't get your guns in that. Everybody's May, and they have to find snowballs like in the ground.
Oh.
Like they have to make a snowball and then throw it.
But I usually just stick to competitive play when I'm playing Overwatch. And lately, I only play Overwatch if there's people I know online. Like, I'll look and see who's playing.
You don't like to play it alone?
No, because...
I like playing Battlefield 1 alone.
Well, Battlefield 1 is different. Battlefield 1 is different because it's not so traumatic when you lose a game.
Yeah, I guess,
eh? Overwatch, when you lose, people get fucking salty, man. It's all your fault, you know. And but I kind of like that. It's more competitive.
Yeah.
So it's good to get in there with people you know. Like, that's what the game's designed for.
You can rely on
that. I don't have any friends that play Battlefield 1 on PC. You play it on PS4. Otherwise, I'd be playing with you.
Yeah, man. Totally. I wish you could play with us.
Eventually, I will probably have a PS4.
Oh, yeah.
Because they announced The Last of Us 2.
Mm-hmm.
They put a little trailer up.
I just realized I have a download code for the first one for PS4 that came with my
PS4. It's such a great game.
Well, I played such it for a PS3. Game. I beat it for PS3. Oh, okay. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
One of the few video games that actually made me choke up a little bit, like, emotionally. Yeah,
it was a great story.
You know?
It was a great story.
That and The Walking Dead made me choke up a little, like the Telltale one. They just released season 3 of that with Clementine. She's like the main character.
Clementine.
And, yeah, she's this little girl in the first, and then she gets older as the series goes on.
Hmm.
We're going all over the place.
Food, like, you know, I don't know that much about The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But do they farm and stuff? Okay.
Well, on the newest season,
maybe they were just eating canned goods for.
They found places that, like, kind of set up a little town, and they were farming, and they had big walls up
to keep the zombies out. And how are the dead still alive at that point? That makes no sense.
I don't know. You'd think that they would. You'd think that they would just keep decomposing until
they're skeletons without muscles to move. Like, it really doesn't make that much sense.
No, it doesn't.
Like, a zombie apocalypse to me is like a short-lived thing. Like, you.
I don't think the zombies would actually last that long.
Well, if we're going to get scientific, I read there's a cracked article about zombie apocalypse, and it's just never something that is feasible at all because of decomposition, right? Like, they just like blowed up. You know, they'd explode too. Apparently.
And they would probably not be able. Yeah, from the gas. Yeah. And they would probably not be able to walk that much like that.
Yeah,
long.
So I guess, I mean, you should suspend belief.
Well, in The Walking Dead, like, all the lawns
they
are
say, like,
cut.
Don't they say, oh, they're starving or something? Like, the dead are, like, dying off or something? Isn't there something about that, like, early on? Like, they're like, oh, there's no food for them. They're dying off or they're starving.
I don't think the food sustains them, though. I think they just eat out of instinct. Like, they eat people. I don't think it actually nourishes them, though, in that kind of
like
mythos.
What's the most decomposed zombie on that show?
There's been a couple that were pretty bad. I think the one that's down in the well.
I can't remember what season it was. That's before I stopped watching, which is a lot of seasons ago.
I kind of watch it off and on. I'm not an avid Walking Dead fan. I like Negan in the new season.
Yeah.
He's really good. But you got to take it for what it is, right? It's not...
I feel like I'm wasting my time if I'm watching a series that's less than, like, gripping, you know? Because there's so much good TV,
though. Watch The Sopranos again.
That's what I'm doing.
I started watching...
episode
3
of season 1 again.
Nice.
This is like... fifth watch.
I will probably do another run through. I got the Blu-ray set over there.
They just burned down Artie's restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Tony. Mm-hmm. Tony, when Artie's got that rifle and he's like, you blew it up.
That's coming up.
Artie. He's an interesting character. Yeah, we should do a whole different podcast about The Sopranos.
Yeah.
But I do plan next year is the 10th anniversary of the last episode,
the finale,
and so I want to do a Sopranos special.
That'd be cool.
I think you would be down with that because we're both huge fans of the show.
Fuck yeah.
Let's keep moving on. We're at like 49 minutes almost.
Oh,
and
Jesus
Christ. Okay, we're gonna talk about one more game and then we're gonna get into movie trailers.
Yes.
And a brief movie review. So Battlefield we talked about. Valkyria Revolution is our next.
Valkyria Chronicles was an excellent game for PS3.
Yes, I remember you showing me that, like, when we first started kind of hanging out.
Yeah, it's like a cel-shaded.
Yeah.
It's got an excellent art style.
And it was like a turn-based strategy.
Yeah, it's an alternate timeline Europe, or alternate universe Europe. It's called Europa. And it's like a mirror image of like World War II.
Okay.
So the Jews are basically this, they're called the Darkens, I think.
And those are the people being...
They have dark hair. That's all you can really tell about them.
Good thing I'm going gray.
Yeah, they have black hair. And they're called the Darksons, they're called. Yeah. And they're quite adept with like machinery and stuff in the thing. And this empire, I'm trying to remember the name. There's an evil empire and they're like invading everywhere. And you're a part of this militia and it's like a bunch of farmers.
Like the resistance kind of thing?
Yeah, but you're like, you're not even like officially, you're part of the army, but you're like a civilian militia. And your character Welkin is a tank commander. And you build like a ragtag squad.
And you had tanks in that game, right?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
You eventually get two tanks. You get like a smaller tank and...
Like the light tank, the heavy tank, and the landship?
Yeah, it really reminds me of kind of like a tabletop board game. But it's like, because you like move games. Your character up, like you choose an action. You have like one action per turn, or you have two. You can move and fire.
It's like XCOM.
Yeah, you can. It is. It's similar to XCOM. You can move and fire.
Or you can move further and not
like,
fire.
Scouts can run further than, like, the assault class. You know what I mean? You have more, like, you have a bar and it drains as you move.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like action points, like in the old
they are
XCOM.
Action points.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And that drains, and there's cover, there's, like, grass you can use. It's very strategic, it's really fun. And there's so many, like, every level, it's single player. There's no multiplayer, unfortunately.
But this new iteration looks...
They added, it looks like it's
quite
going
different.
Real time, kind
of. Yeah, it reminded me of, like, Dragon Age Inquisition.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe
Same
Mass Effect.
Same art style, though, but...
Like, different art style than Mass Effect, but, like, the way the combat...
Valkyrie Revolution.
From the footage we watched earlier.
Yeah.
It's not turn-based.
Well, the reason it's called Revolution, because they're changing the whole formula.
Oh,
that
it's
game
a
was,
revolution in
it's
gameplay.
It's a goddamn revolution. But that game was huge in Japan, Valkyria Chronicles. Really good story, too. But there was a Vita game, you know, PS Vita, the handheld. There was a Vita-only Chronicles game.
Or
a Valkyria game. Yeah. And there's like this ancient
Do you
race.
Have a Vita?
I don't.
I don't either.
So I haven't played that, but...
It's a nice little system, but there's no support for it anymore. There's no...
No.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
I think the best handheld is
done.
The...
Like,
yeah, I think the Vita's just about done. You know, I think the phones and the tablets...
Took over the mobile...
Taken over, like,
thing.
The... Yeah.
Well, except for 3DS.
I love my 3DS, but...
I think DS's will live forever. They're pretty popular.
Well, Nintendo pioneered the handheld system with the Game Boy.
Yeah. And further refined it with the DS and stuff.
I've been toying with the notion to get one of those.
Super popular.
I've been toying with the notion to get one of those new 3DSs.
Like, didn't Pokemon Sun and Moon just come out for the DS? That's for
and
DS,
I like
right?
the DS, but I don't play it that much. Like, the only time I play it is if I'm traveling somewhere. If I'm going away, then I'll bring it with me.
Mm-hmm. You stash it up your butt.
I do. I put it up my butt and hope that the airport security doesn't catch it. And then they pull it out of my butt and they're like, this is okay to have, you know?
Why did you do this? Yeah. These are allowed.
He's got something shoved up his ass.
I wanted to keep it warm.
Yeah.
So.
I turned it on.
I just like shoving things up my ass. They might use, you know.
I like putting video games up my ass. So Valkyria Revolution, you're pretty
stoked for that. It looks
really
cool. I can't wait for that. You said it comes out right away. I didn't.
I think it was sometime in January. I saw the
really soon.
Release date.
We watched like a Japanese gameplay trailer.
Yeah, they were all speaking Japanese, and my Japanese ain't so good.
It ain't so hot.
Yeah.
You're not up on your classes.
All right, well, let's move on. We're running out of time here. Let's
We won't be able to cover every trailer here, but we'll talk about a few.
We'll do a little movie talk. Let's. I wanted to give a little bit of a Rogue One review because everybody... Yeah. I'm not going to talk about it a lot because you haven't seen it.
Yeah, spoiler
and,
free.
And everybody else has given reviews of Rogue One, but I really
I
thought
haven't
the
been
movie...
Reading any.
I stayed away. I didn't even play the DLC on Battlefront because I didn't want any spoilers. Cause they
Did that have them in it?
What?
Spoilers.
Yeah, it did because it's like the final battle from the movie.
Oh, I see.
So I didn't even want to know that. So so I went into it pretty much blank. I didn't know what was going on.
It's a really good movie, in my opinion. A lot of people are shitting on it. I'm going to give a couple of mild spoilers here because a lot of people were bitching about one of the characters. One of the major characters is Governor Tarkin from the original movie, who was played by Peter Cushing. And Peter Cushing died in 1994. So they are basically, they got a CGI Peter Cushing.
Oh,
like a CGI Tarkin.
They reanimated him with
and CGI. He didn't look bad. There was that Uncanny Valley thing, and everyone's throwing that term around regarding this. There was the Uncanny Valley, so it you can kind of tell.
Didn't they, for Tron, the newer one, didn't they do that?
Yeah, they did that with Jeff Bridges. They made him younger.
Didn't it not have the Uncanny Valley effect, really?
Like, it did a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, and this does, too.
Yeah.
And there's a very brief appearance by Princess Leia, too, and she's done in the same way.
Oh, okay.
And those are that's as far as I'm going to go with the spoilers. The movie itself was really good. The characters were good. The battles were amazing.
Cool. What kind of the ship action does scenes? She fly?
They had a U-Wing, which is like a new one.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of X-Wings and TIE Fighters and Star Destroyers and AT-ATs and Scout Walkers. But the action came together really well.
Yeah.
And anyone who's a Star Wars fan has seen it already, so I'm not going to talk about it too much.
Any lightsabers?
Just Darth Vader.
Oh.
Okay. He had a lightsaber. There's one scene.
Yeah.
A little bit of a spoiler. There's one scene where Darth Vader shows up and he fucking just ruins people and just... Yeah. Destroys a whole shitload of rebels. And it was nice to see Darth Vader being a badass again after whiny little sand gets everywhere Anakin. You know? No! Like, no, this is old school fucking I'm gonna kick some ass, Darth Vader. They show Darth Vader's house too, which is pretty cool.
They should have done cribs and Darth
Vader's house. He lives in a castle on Mustafar, which is the lava planet where he got
burnt,
fucked
up.
Where he originally got fucked up, and he lives there.
Yeah.
And he's got a castle.
He lives on Mustafa?
Yeah, Mustafar, I think, is the name of the planet. Okay. I remember when I was a kid, I would know the name of every single Star Wars thing, but not so much now because I'm old and disgruntled.
Yeah.
But that's all I wanted to say about Rogue One. I recommend it. If you like Star Wars, definitely go see it. And hell, it's been almost 2 weeks, so most people have probably seen it already. They're going to see it. Except for you!
I'm going to go out with my family here any day now.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you guys...
in December every year, don't they? They're going to have the sequel to...
Well, episode 8's coming out next December.
Yeah, it's just going to be...
And then there's the Han Solo movie.
That's what's after that.
Yeah, and then there's episode 9, and then who knows?
They haven't casted for that yet, the Han Solo?
Yeah, they have casted.
Say who's going
to... Yeah, they announced it. I don't know who. Look it up. Google it.
Yeah.
They cast Han Solo and they cast Lando Calrissian.
Hmm.
And the guy who plays Lando Calrissian looks a lot like Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, nice.
So I'm looking forward to it. They could make a Star Wars movie every 6 months and I will go see it. Like,
I'd suck it up.
I suck it. Like, these people are starting to, they're making too many Star Wars movies. Well, don't go see them then, you fucking bastard. Yeah, you know?
Fuck it, man.
But I will go see them. Because... when I was a kid, Star Wars was my religion, and it still kind of is.
That's right.
But let's close out the show here. We're going to go a little bit over time.
Which one are we going to talk about before the show's over here?
Well, we got a bunch. Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell. That's the one you seem the most excited about. So, yeah, let's start there.
No, that trailer blew me away. That was so cool. I can't wait for that.
I haven't seen Ghost in the Shell since, like, the 90s.
Yeah, you got to... Before that movie comes out, you got to watch
it. I'll watch it again.
Because, like...
Wasn't there a new Ghost in the Shell that came out? I'm pretty sure there was a new one that came out a few years ago.
I don't know. I don't think it had I think it was like a side story, though, or something.
I don't know.
I think it had the original.
I don't even remember the original because I only saw it once, and I don't remember that much about it.
I have it on Blu-ray, and it's really good. Like I said, there's added CGI effects and stuff to it.
That's pretty cool.
Which you can choose to,
I'll have to check that out.
Watch or watch the original. But the trailer has all the aesthetics of the original anime, and it just looks so good. The character designs, the casting, the costumes.
Nice.
No, I can't wait. Like, you saw the cityscape with, like, And it's influenced by Blade Runner.
It's a nice looking... Oh, yeah, there's definitely... It's got that cyberpunk... Are, right? Yeah, Blade Runner was very groundbreaking in that genre.
For sure.
The whole cyberpunk thing.
Like those giant holograms in the city. And it's just going to be wild. Like, it's meant for 3D, man.
Yeah, I will probably go see it
when
it comes out. And I will watch the original.
We'll go see
Maybe me and you will go together and we'll do a review.
Totally.
We still got that Grinding for Days YouTube channel that we haven't done anything with.
I know. We gotta work on that. We're going to do a Let's Play for that or something? Or
yeah. I think we should eventually.
Yeah.
You've been posting some of your epic
Battlefront. We could be like PewDiePie or whatever.
PewDiePie!
And do an Amnesia.
I'm deleting my channel.
The whole time.
I'm deleting my channel at 50 viewers. No, PewDiePie's
50 million.
Scrutinized right now because he said he was going to delete his channel at 50 million.
Deleted his alternate channel?
He deleted his joke channel.
Oh.
What the fuck do you expect? PewDiePie's really going to delete his channel?
How much money does he make?
The guy makes like $12 million.
What is he complaining about? YouTube's regulations?
Yeah, well, a lot of YouTubers are getting pissed off. And there's a new video service. I think it's called VidMe, like V-I-D-M-E.
Yeah.
And that starts, it seems to be getting a bit of a foothold because a lot of these YouTubers are sick of their stuff getting flagged and taken down and whatever.
Oh, is that what the problem is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also there's a problem with the money.
Yeah. I thought it was a money thing. Maybe.
All the game reviewers stopped doing Nintendo stuff because Nintendo is demanding a taste. Like fucking Pauly on Goodfellas. Where's the get? Good job. Where's my taste?
Shigeru Miyamoto's like, where's the get?
Where's the get?
Where's my taste?
Hey, we got some sausage over here.
Go do it, but I want a taste.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's getting a little bit messed up. So let's close out with a couple more trailers. We watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah.
Which you haven't seen the first one
yet,
have you?
Let's make this the last trailer we discuss. We'll save the others for the next show.
We can talk about Blade Runner, too.
Fuck no!
No?
No. That'll be a long conversation.
I guess Guardians of the Galaxy, you haven't seen the first one, so
no.
I recommend watching it. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's a fun movie, yeah.
Shit.
So if you have Netflix, you can watch it this weekend.
Cool. Right on.
For Christmas.
Oh, I've got lots of time off.
Yeah,
well,
so do I.
Until the 6th.
Well, I got a little bit. Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
They give you a pretty good holiday at that workplace.
Yeah.
Which you... our previous employee of.
Yes, I used to work there too. Now we won't mention them because they're very litigious.
It's a place.
It's a pretty good place to work overall.
Yep, definitely. I hope all you guys have jobs out there.
Yeah.
And if you don't,
get one.
Go on unemployment insurance.
Well, I guess with that, we'll close it out, eh?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, have a great Christmas.
That's right.
A happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
A quasi Kwanzaa.
Does anybody celebrate Kwanzaa? Is Kwanzaa a big thing?
I don't think it's
never met either. A person in my life that does Kwanzaa.
No, me either. I think it's a little bigger in the States.
Yeah.
But I
don't
know.
Is it just an African version of Christmas?
It's something
else. I like
how
we're closing the show talking about Kwanzaa.
Yeah, I have no idea what it's
whatever about. You celebrate, enjoy it.
Yep.
And enjoy time with your family and friends.
And we'll see you guys next week. I'm Kieran.
That's right. I'm Kyle.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.